Which is that?
That's pretty far.
Would
you say it's about 5 miles?
Yeah, it's scattered though, you know.
Okay, but most people, if you said Little Havana to someone that was from around here, they would know exactly where you're talking from.
Yeah.
Now does that go to the river? The Little Havana section, we're talking about south of Flagler to the river?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you consider to the river?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the area in there, would those people be predominantly low income, middle income, or mixed, and high income?
That'd be mixed, because you do have some businesses, you know, but when the business is closed, then you have like low to middle income families.
Okay, now in the Overtown area, are there any neighborhood businesses there?
There's a few. They have a few clubs, and sometimes they have special agencies that just cater to black. They're either run by black or just catering towards black. But a lot of businesses close down, you know, when a neighborhood starts turning black. They'll just board up and, you know, find another place.
Okay. And you said that the Cuban section is pretty well. Now, do they maintain their own businesses pretty well?
They, more than that, really. The Cubans have a way of keeping their business in the family. So if one person will need an insurance man, you know, one insurance man can prosper from just word of mouth among his friends. And if it is a Cuban, most any Cuban little company really can do well just on its own input from relatives and relatives' friends.
Okay. Now, since you've lived in Miami, has that grown?
Yes, I've really seen it grow.
Yeah. Was it now? Can you remember when it wasn't there?
Yeah.
What was it prior to the Cuban influx?
Well, it just seemed like another neighborhood, you know, it just seemed like another place. Part of it might have been blacks, maybe, but I think it was just a regular place. Before, Miami just seemed to be whites and blacks, and now it's really three ethnic groups.
Okay. Now, how about across the bay on the beach side? Mm-hmm. Are there any definite ethnic groups there?
They're South Beach.
Okay.
And that's mostly retired Jewish people that live in there on pretty low incomes. And in it's a ghetto, too, over there, because they live in crummy apartments, and they don't have much money, and they have to get by on just their Social Security check or something like that. So they buy old bread, and they have a lot of problems over there, too.
Okay. Has that been there as long as you can remember?
Yeah. My dad used to take us for drives, and we'd go over there, and we'd go to the beach, and it's nice beaches. You just see a lot of old people.
Okay. Now, so I'm constructing my mind. We have the South Beach area. We have Little Havana. Is there a name? Is there a local name for the South Beach area?
Just South Beach, everyone knows.
Just South Beach, and they automatically know that it's a low-income Jewish, predominantly Jewish retired settlement?
Yeah, sometimes there's surfers. That's a good spot for surfing. So, for when surfing really was popular, I think in 68 or 69, all the kids would go to South Beach to go surfing. So they became known for a while for surfers, but that's kind of died out, and it's still South Beach is where the old people are.
Okay. Now, do they maintain stores and things for themselves in that area, or do they rely on the downtown?
No, they stay pretty much in that area. They have a lot of wholesale stores and things that are cheaper priced.
Okay.
In the area.
Okay. How about, let me see, we got the downtown. Downtown pretty much runs along Biscayne, right?
Yeah.
And that runs north, even as far as possibly as 79th or 80th. Somewhere in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how about the neighborhoods north of Overtown?
Mm-hmm.
Getting up toward...